Couples face so many issues trying to divide them, such as schedules, work and life juggling, finances, kids, in-laws, outlaws, and trying to find time for each other. How can they strengthen their marriage with all that's coming against them? King Solomon shared, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. With Jesus at the center and source of their relationship, they can fight the pressures facing them. Will you stop and lift in prayer the couples in your family influence and even others you might know, maybe even yourselves, to build strong relationships as Christ in the center to withstand all that tries to divide them? Father, we thank you in your word that you've warned us that the end of the world is coming soon and that we should be earnest and disciplined in our prayers, most importantly, continuing to show deep love for each other. For love covers a multitude of sins. We pray for the couples in our life, including ourselves if we are one, for couples to deeply love each other and not keep a record of wrongs, that they make allowance for each other's faults, forgiving either spouse who offends them or any of the peoples that try to divide them, remembering that you, Lord, forgave us so that we must forgive others, and that above all they would clothe themselves with love, which binds everyone together in perfect harmony. Help us to be as couples, help them to be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, you, through Jesus Christ, has forgiven us. We pray for their communication, that the challenges that they face, that they would learn that women speak circularly and men linearly, that they would learn the different approaches and understand each other better, that they would be willing to say they need help, that they would be teachable, asking for prayer and not to gossip, that they would lay down pride and clothe themselves with humility, recognizing they're not always right, acknowledging areas of weakness, and asking God's grace into those areas, that they would love their spouse and intentional date times, even if it's for free, that they would take time out just for the two of them and do something they both enjoy, and recognizing that it's intentional, that they would also learn to love each other in their love language, the one they give and the one they need. We pray, God, that they would learn to accept each other, not expecting them to change, that was their vow, and that the Holy Spirit would change them and ask the Lord where they need to change, realizing their spouse cannot meet all their needs, and help them to have short accounts with their spouse, apologizing and forgiving. Father, we pray that they don't blame each other or have high expectations that are not of you, that they wouldn't crush each other with criticism, that they would make sure the glass is half full and think on and be thankful for all the good things that their spouse has. Help them to identify those areas that are trying to divide them and remove them if possible, and or change them or alter them in some way. That they would have respect for one another, and that they would also learn to love one another. In Jesus' mighty name, build and strengthen marriages. In the mighty name of Jesus, you be the third cord, the triple braided cord that cannot be broken.